I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. The reported arrest of a Christian in Iran is at least one Christian ministry concerned. A Muslim background believer and mother was charged with contacting foreign Christian television networks under new legislation regarding political crimes. President of Sat7 USA, Rex Rogers, says persecution against Christians does happen.
But in the midst of that, God works. He works in times of adversity. He works in times of even persecution. And that the church advances.
While Sat7 Pars wasn't the organization she contacted, Rogers says many Iranians are contacting them as many are searching for spiritual truth. Next, what do you think of when I say film or Paris? Do you think of evangelism? A filmmaker we'll call Lee is working in Paris, France, with the help of the Southern Baptist International Mission Board. She shares her faith and filmmaking equipment with her women's film group. Despite obstacles, she's seeing an openness among the female artisans featured in her documentary. It's a work in progress, but it's also giving her credibility to share the gospel, and doors are opening. And the DougAndJohnShow.com is reaching thousands of teens with a gospel. The website's funny videos, cartoons, and blogs attract the tech-savvy teens in the millennial generation, says Doug Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. The salvation message is there in the language they understand.
Then at the end of those videos, they have a chance to let us know that they prayed with us to be forgiven and to start this relationship. And so far we've seen a little over 2,000 young people click to say, yes, I did pray with you, and start in the follow-up process.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.